episode 949, Easy Food Swaps for Healthy Living.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day, happy day, happy dance. Guess what? It is Wellness Wednesday. Yes! I'm so excited. I think I'm just excited because sometimes I just feel like the walls are crumbling around me. You know, there's just so much going on. Back to school. Are you going absolutely bananas right now? Well, guess what? Take a deep breath. It's okay. We're going to come together. It's going to be all right because we're talking about easy food swaps for healthy living. And when we talk food, what can be better? There's nothing better than talking about food. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Oh, and don't forget, Create Your Now TV is on its way. Yes, so you don't want to miss anything. Be sure to click on the link in the show notes. It's Create Your Now TV. Yes, it's hosted on YouTube. And guess what? Yes, it's around the corner, but you can subscribe. And that's the only way you can get there quickly and not have to worry about it. All right, I'm all about easy because my life has not been easy. How about yours? Woo, this week has been a whirlwind, and we're only on Wednesday. I'm sitting here going, okay, Lord, what else do you have in store for me? You know what? Thank goodness there's food, because sometimes it just is awesome to come to that comfort, right? We all love the comfort of food, but we don't want to take away what is so good and nutritious for us either. We have to know what's right for our bodies and eat healthy. We need to, you know, eat to live, not live to eat. And a lot of us live to eat. I did that for many years, by the way. And every once in a while, I still do, but not as often as what I used to do. Like every night with my root beer ice cream float. Oh yeah, those were the best. I haven't had one in a really long time. Okay, I need to still continue to be really, really good, so I'm going to stay away from that. But today, we are going to talk about healthier choices that you can make. But you don't have to lose the flavor because we want that flavor, right? And you don't have to lose the fun with food. I am such a foodie. I love food. I want it robust. I want it yummy. I want it comforting. I want my food. And I've grown up with really, really great cooks in my life. I mean, my great grandma and even my great great. I mean, it goes back. Even, okay, you want to know why I love sweets so much? My great grandfather came from Greece, and he had a candy shop. When he came over here, he had a candy shop here in the U.S. No wonder I love sweets. And I did every single time we went over to their house. It was something, he would give me something sweet. And so would my great-grandma. Love them, miss them dearly. I know I will see you again soon, though. But not too soon. Okay, all right. Now that we've got that all out of the way, let's talk food because I love food. And that's why you definitely want to subscribe to the Create Your Now TV because it's going to be fun. I'm just telling you the things that we have planned for there. Okay, I'm not going to do it perfect. I'm probably going to make some typos. I'm sure I'm going to mess up on camera, but you know what? It's all about food and you can't go wrong with food. So you definitely want to, you know, stay in tune with that. So if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, you want to do that and you want to click for the Create Your Now TV. Now, when you are looking at easy food swaps for healthy living, you've got to be willing to try new flavors. You can't sit there and go, well, I don't know about this, Christiane. It kind of scares me. I've heard what it kind of tastes like. I mean, I can remember when I was sitting in school and we did a taste test, and it was for a science class, and we brought in things to taste. And I brought in, go figure, I know, it's call me crazy, I brought in puppy treats. And I had a kid in my class, I kid you not, who absolutely loved them. He thought it was a snack. I was like, whoa. So you know what? We all have different taste buds. We all have different likes and dislikes. So what you need to do, if you want to figure out some easy food swaps for your healthy living, you got to be willing to try new flavors, new recipes. Because if you don't, then you're going to never experience the true, the true gift that God has given us. Because you know what? He's given us so many flavors in this world to enjoy. Whether you're looking at plants or animals, I know it kind of sounds weird saying it that way, but truly, everything that we eat, our herbs, our spices, I mean, sweet, savory, oh, I mean, let's just get going, right? We got to get going. So it's time for Kitchen Science. Are you ready? Get that Kitchen Science hat on, and we're just going to talk about food. All this episode, it's going to be yummy, yummy food. And guess what? You can get the recipes for some of these in the show notes. Now, I'm not going to give a ton of recipes. I'm really going to talk more about just general foods, but there are going to be a couple that I want to give you. So if you want to try them out, especially on your family, it'd be a great try. Okay, one of the most delightful, delicious, yummy, comfort. I want to grab and go food. It's quick. It's a Friday night grab for us is pizza. I love, love, love a good pizza. Growing up, I was one that was very blessed with my father. He loved to make homemade pizza crust, and we would make the really deep dish, thick crust, you know, that's like, I kid you not, it's about an inch and a half. I mean, it was thick crust. You can't buy that anymore. I mean, thick crust is maybe 3/4 of an inch if you're lucky. Well, I was the bread queen. I loved the crust, and especially homemade. Well, as I've gotten older, my body doesn't like the crust so much. I love the pizza idea, but it's not just about the gluten. It's just the bread itself. I just cannot have all those sugars for me. So I've had to come up with other options, and believe it or not, I found two. Number one is using an egg crust, and it's simply eggs. You just whip up some eggs, okay, like you're going to make scrambled eggs, and you just pour them into a dish, whether you want it to be square or round, and you cook them, and you make them firm. And so then you have, what, an egg crust. Now, don't make it real thick. You know, don't use where you're trying to make like an egg casserole. That's not what you're doing here. So you make it really, really thin. So it's only about, yeah, I would say 1/4 of an inch at most thick. And then you can use that as your base for your crust. And you can build on that. You can use, whether you want to use spaghetti sauce or you want to use salsa, and then you can, you know, add on your veggies and your meats, et cetera. And it's yummy. Now, doing an egg crust like that is a fun way to make a breakfast pizza also. So it goes both ways. So think about that when you are wanting something new. That's one way you can have a different crust, is doing like an egg crust. The other way you probably have heard of, but maybe you've never tried, and that is a cauliflower crust. And I got to tell you, it is yummy. You're not going to miss it. You're still going to have the pizza flavor because you can add on your cheeses that you love, the meats that you love, the veggies that you love, the sauces that you love, whatever you love on top of your pizza. The only thing that you have changed, the only thing you've swapped out, is the crust and how it's made. So I want to break this one down because it's really important. I think it's one that we all can use. And you know what? You can make these, like make a few of them and throw them in the freezer and then get them out when you want to use them. You don't have to make them fresh all the time, every single time. Just make sure they're in a well-sealed bag. And if you have like a food type lock bag, you know, where it seals it all the way around, use those. Those are great also. Okay, so with your cauliflower crust, obviously you need cauliflower. And the crazy thing is cauliflower has become so popular now that you can actually buy riced cauliflower. I've seen it in supermarkets. I've seen it as, yes, no, I'm not being paid by them, but Bird's Eye makes a riced cauliflower. You can get it in the original, or you can get it with different savory things. It has like, I think, an herb one and like a cheese one. Get the original. Why do I say that? You're going to add your own spices. Don't allow them to choose what you want. Get the plain Jane. It's awesome. And you can make it taste what you want to make it taste. And plus, you're not adding all that other stuff that you really don't want in there. You're adding the goodness, the freshness. It's all you. Okay. So you can buy it already riced for you, or you can buy a head of cauliflower. You know, take off the stem part of it, and then you rice it. So you put it in a food processor, and you grind it down to where it's just itty, itty, itty bitty. Now, rice cauliflower can actually have some water in it. So when you steam it, it gets kind of, you know, it's going to get a little softer. So there's water in that. So what you want to do is make sure you drain it really, really thoroughly before you use this, okay? Then you've got to have your cheeses. This is the magic sauce here, in my opinion, to your crust. I don't care if it's Parmesan Reggiano, if you want mozzarella, provolone, a combination. Now, I don't use any of the yellow cheeses. I keep them all white, and I keep them really flavorful so I don't have to have a lot of it. So you want about 3/4 to 1 cup of those cheeses, and you can mix them up. So maybe you want a 1/2 cup of Parmesan Reggiano and then a 1/4 cup of mozzarella or a 1/2 cup of mozzarella. So you do 1/2 and 1/2. Maybe you want more mozzarella than you do Parmesan. So you go maybe 1/4 cup of Parmesan and 1/2 cup of mozzarella. So depending upon how you like it. And again, you're going to have to experiment. This is kitchen science. So you're going to want to figure out, do you want the more cheese or you want the less cheese? Obviously, if you add more cheese, yeah, then that pizza crust is going to have greater calories. Not that you have to worry about that because you're eating healthier, right? And so think about that. But you got to have cheese with this. So you're going to have about 2 cups of rice to cauliflower. You're going to have about 3/4 cup to 1 cup of your choice of cheeses. Then you want about a 1/2 teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt. Then 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano. And 1/4 of a teaspoon of garlic powder. And then you can have 2 eggs lightly beaten. Now, that means you scramble them up, okay? Just so we know that. Now, for me personally, I add ginger to almost everything. I love it. It's good for our bodies. It's just, I just add it. Every once in a while, if I want to spice it up a little bit more, I'll also add in my onion powder, and I will throw in some turmeric. Oh, yes, to die for. Yummy. It makes a great crust. But understand, you're going to have to experiment with it. So be willing that if you try it and you don't like it, please don't blame me. Just say, oh, well, it was kitchen science and it didn't work and I don't like it. So don't do it the next time. Try something else. But if you want to stay traditional, just use like the oregano and the garlic powder, a little bit of onion powder, and then the lightly beaten eggs along with your pink Himalayan salt. You're going to obviously rice the cauliflower. You can steam it if it's fresh because you want to break it down. You want to make it soft. And then make sure you drain it thoroughly. If you're buying the frozen kind already done, then you want to let it thaw and make sure it's drained really thoroughly. So you can put that between paper towels, maybe put something on it. Just make sure you get a lot of the water out because you don't want to add that extra water into your crust. Then you're going to combine all the ingredients, your Parmesan, all your spices, your yummy stuff, your 2 eggs. Combine them together, and then you're going to place them on a, you know, kind of, you don't really roll it out, but you place it out conveniently on a baking sheet. Now, you can make it round, you can make it square, however it floats your boat, and you cook it. 400 degrees, your oven is preheated to bake for 20 minutes, and then you top it on. Whatever toppings you want, whatever kind of sauce you want to do your pizza with, layer it, layer it, layer it. Pop it back in the oven for about 10 minutes and you have a beautiful, yummy, goodness pizza. You will not miss the pizza crust and you will be having a healthier option, not just for you, but also for your family. They won't even know. Okay, they may know a little bit, but experiment with it, right? You know, if you have to give up some things, maybe you don't have to give up everything. So pick and choose the easy food swaps that work for you in your healthy living. All right, here's another great one. French fries. How many of you love and adore French fries? I love French fries. Okay, I just love food in general. Let's just get that clear. I love, love, love food. But what I don't love are the starches, those carbohydrates that do not like my body. My body just reacts with them. So instead of French fries, I do baked sweet potato fries. I'm used to saying baked potato all the time, but it's a sweet potato, okay? You want the sweet potatoes. Now, the key is I used to always bake them. Now I use an air fryer. I love it. I love it. I love it. And guess what? Yes, pretty soon on Create Your Now TV, you're going to be seeing some of this stuff actually in action. It is the best, I should say, counter appliance that I have added to my kitchen. I love it. My children loves it. I mean, they love it. I mean, all of them. It's just, it's a love relationship with our air fryer. So I will be sharing with you all of those little sweet yummies on what you can do with an air fryer. But if you don't have an air fryer, no problem. Just throw them in the oven, bake them. And you'll want to turn them so they're evenly cooked. And you can bake them anywhere from about 375 to 425, depending upon how hot your oven gets, and then you'll want to turn them over about midway. You'll want to cook them to about 15 to 22 minutes. Again, depends on the thickness of your potatoes because you want them a little bit crunchy. Well, at least I like mine a little bit crunchy. So, and when you slice them, make sure they're sliced evenly because if you get one too thick and one too thin, the thin one's going to cook faster than the thick one, and you may burn some and not cook the other. So again, it's an experiment, so have fun with it. Get your kids involved. So French fries, it's not French fries. It's not in that oil. It's not the yucky stuff. No, you're going to do baked sweet potato fries or use your air fryer. Another great one, I love rice. I love rice. I love rice, but it doesn't love me. So an easy food swap for your rice is cauliflower. Ding, 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 ding. I know it sounds crazy, but it really does work. And I'm going to be sharing a recipe. One of my first ones I'm going to be doing is actually fried rice. It is amazing. It has been judged by my children. It's been judged by my family, like my extended family, like my aunt and my cousins. And it is a doggone good, yummy recipe. I cannot wait to show it to you live. We're going to do it. It's going to be fun. It's not happening now, though. But I wanted to share it with you, at least right now, where you can hear me. And that is, for your rice, don't eat regular white rice. It's not good for your body. It really isn't. Look how many carbohydrates are in rice. And if you love what I call Americanized Chinese food, and you're eating all that, you know, great protein, but you're having like two or three or four helpings of the rice to go with it, as much as I like it, it's not good for you. Step away from it. Step away and do rice cauliflower. Again, you can rice it yourself, put it in a food processor. Then you just steam it and you just add on or in whatever you want. Yes, you can use butter. I would recommend real butter, not margarine. And you can use, you know, add other things to it. I mean, it is amazing. Cauliflower does some incredible dishes for us, and I cannot wait to share more of them with you. Also, if you like mashed potatoes, you can do mashed cauliflower. Yes, you can. You're just going to want to get it really, really tender, and then you just mash it all up. Mash it, mash it, mash it. Or you can throw it into your blender and blend it up into a nice, wonderful, yummy goodness of, well, they're pretend potatoes, but they're better for you. And you won't miss them. You won't miss the potatoes. You truly will not. They're yummy. All right. And the other big one, okay, there's really four big ones, and that's pasta. How many of y'all love pasta? Okay, I love pasta, and as you know I'm going to say it. You're already saying it. It doesn't love me, and it doesn't. Now, this is one thing I stay very true to. My children, my family, they are pasta eaters. In fact, my kids say to me all the time, Mom, are we Italian? I don't know if we have Italian in us, but I think the food part of it, oh yeah, we are definitely Italian. And so, but I don't think we have any, you know, growing up and knowing our heritage, I don't think we have any Italian in our background. But anyway, regardless, we love it, but I do not eat it. I honestly, this is one thing that I can honestly stand here and say, I do not eat when I cook. I just don't do it because it just has such a negative effect on my body. So I have come up with ways for me to be able to enjoy a kind of a pasta meal, but not eat the actual pasta. So no, and I don't even do wheat pasta. I stay away from pasta, period. So I prefer spiralized zucchini, if I can pronounce it, or spaghetti squash. Now on the spaghetti squash, it's real easy. You're going to cut it lengthwise. You're going to put it in the oven and cook it, and then you're going to take all the little stringies out, and then you can top it on with all of the sauces and meatballs or whatever you want on it. For spiralized zucchini, all you do is you wash it, and guess what? You spiralize it. And yes, that means you have to have this little cute little machine that spiralizes it for you. You can pick those up. You can do them by hand, or they have some really, really expensive ones out there. Maybe you already own one, but it is yummy. Now, I have not seen spiralized zucchini where you can buy it already like that. I'm still in search for that. It wouldn't surprise me later on if that doesn't come up where it's in the frozen section, but haven't discovered it yet. If you have, definitely send me information so I can find it. Another option too, if you really want pasta, you can do a bean pasta. Now, I have not tasted it, so I cannot say if it's good or not, but I have had people who enjoy it. It's got a high protein count to it. So it's better than your white or your wheat-based pasta. So you may want to look at that also as an option. So those are some easy food swaps for healthy living. Now, let's throw in a few other fun ones, okay? Table salt. If you like table salt, get away from it because you shouldn't be having it in your body. You shouldn't. We are taking in, if you're eating a lot of processed food, you probably shouldn't be adding salt to anything. I'm serious, because you're eating way too much sodium. So if you want to salt your foods, I would prefer you to use pink Himalayan salt. You don't have to go out and buy like a special dispenser or anything. You know what? In almost every grocery store I've seen, any big box store even, you can buy them and they're already in their own little twist and turn dispenser, okay? It'll crush it up for you. You do not need a lot. It is very concentrated and it is very good for your body. So that would be a good initial swap. If that's the only thing you get from this episode today, is swap out your table salt for pink Himalayan salt. Another one, ground pepper. Always go for fresh ground pepper. Grind your own, okay? It's much better. The flavor is like boom. You know, you just get that kick. So you don't need a lot of it, which is not bad for you. But the thing is you want the flavor, right? That's why we're eating food, to enjoy it, to create memories. Well, then let's create the good one so you're not dumping in 2 tablespoons of pepper. You can only, you may only need 4 or 5 twists in your recipe when you use fresh pepper. Fresh cracked pepper, anyway. Okay, so another one, oil, vegetable oil. Go away from vegetable oil. Seriously, it's just not good for you. Instead, I would prefer, especially for high heat cooking, coconut oil is the way to go. And no, I am not one. I know it sounds strange. I'm from Hawaii, but I'm not a real coconut fan. I never have been. I don't know why. Maybe eventually it'll still grow on me. I'm not giving up hope that I won't love coconut, but right now I don't. But when I use coconut oil, it doesn't taste like coconut. Okay. Especially if you're thinking about those white flakes on a dessert. No, it does not taste like that. So do not be afraid to try coconut oil. And when you buy coconut oil, most of it, it's not going to be like an oil where it sloshes around. It's going to be of a firmer consistency, you know, kind of like, I don't know what a good word of it is for, but you know, it's just, you know, you could like play with it a little bit and squish it. It's more like your margarine type of stuff put together, and then it melts down. So you would just do like a spoonful or 2 spoonfuls of whatever you're cooking in, and it works perfectly. It's wonderful. So take your vegetable oil, kick it out, and go for coconut oil, avocado oil. Yes, awesome. Extra virgin olive oil. Your olive oils are awesome, okay? But however, understand, olive oil, you have to watch on your oils the heat, because if you cook them too high, you burn them. And when you burn them, you break them down. And sometimes when we have that chemical reaction and we're eating it, we may be able to taste a different flavor, but it's the chemical reaction that we'll have within our body. So we don't want to create a chemical reaction on our stove and then create one in our body. So make sure you go and say, okay, I want to use this. I want this flavor, but can I cook it at this high of a heat? It's very important to know that. Another thing, margarine. Maybe you love the idea and the ease of you know, just a quick spread. Oh, please swap it out to real butter. If you're going to use butter, or you know, you want a spread of some form or fashion, use the real stuff. Use the real fat stuff, because that's better ultimately for your body. You don't need as much for it. And if you want to, you can, you know, leave it out, soften it up. So like maybe you're doing toast or something in the morning, you're having pancakes and you want this, leave a stick out. It's fine. It's not going to go bad overnight by any means. Okay. Other quick ones to throw your way to think about. Instead of ketchup, eat salsa. Yes, salsa is much better for you. And especially if you can make it yourself, the fresher, the better. Mayonnaise. Now, if you can make homemade mayonnaise, go for it. But if you want to totally stay away from that kind of a condiment, because your condiments, they have hidden monsters inside of them. You know, you were afraid of the hidden monster under your bed at night when you were little. Okay, you go look at your condiments and you go read the ingredients. You're not going to be able to pronounce 3/4 of what's in there. And you're not even going to recognize it, because it's some scientific weird lingo stuff and coloring and artificial wet. No, stay away from it. So if you want ketchup, go salsa. If you want mayonnaise and it's not homemade mayonnaise, then go for avocado and Dijon mustard. Oh, yeah. You get your avocados really, really, oh, man. It just, I don't know what it is about avocados, but they're so good. And if you cut them, you can almost like make them like it's a butter. It's so easy. And if you want an extra kick, that's why I said Dijon mustard. So you can whip it up a little bit and you can throw in even just a little bit of oil if you need to. But avocados have so much oil into it, you really don't need to. But if for some reason they're not ripe enough, easy for me to say, if they're not ripe enough, then you may want to add that in. You can put it into your blender and you have a great spread instead of the mayo. You can use avocado and Dijon mustard. Ooh, got a great kick. Okay, this is a great one. You want that chocolate candy bar, okay? Treat yourself instead to like strawberries and chocolate. Make your own melted chocolate. You can use a chocolate high in, you know, dark chocolate, your cocoa. And oh my goodness, it's wonderful. And you don't need a lot of it. The strawberries are going to give you that burst of sweetness to the chocolate and it's going to be perfect. You dip your own. I'm going to show you how to do that. Yes, guess what? On our new Creature Now TV channel. It's going to be fun. So definitely subscribe. But it's much better for you than the chocolate candy bar. You know, and if you have to have a little more of a crunch with it, you can add other things to it, okay? Maybe you could even do, I know this sounds really strange, but you could do Rice Krispies and strawberries and a little bit of drizzle of chocolate. You get the crunch. You don't have to have all the extra other stuff. And overall, it's going to be much better than trying to have an ice cream cone or a strawberry ice cream cone with chocolate on it or a candy bar that has the crunch in it, okay? Create your own. This is kitchen science. Come on. You know, it's like you're going back when you were young and you got to experiment. Well, let's experiment together and find out and share all these great recipes that we come up with. Another great one is tacos. I love tacos. But instead of actually using the taco, whether it's the corn tortilla on the outside, the hard crust or hard shell, or the flour tortilla, use lettuce tacos. And they're great for you. Yes, it's not the same, but when it's crisp, you can sit there and fold it over and you're not missing anything, okay? If you think you are, then that's a mindset issue and we've got to talk even further about that. But, you know, if you want to be healthy, do lettuce tacos. It's, you know, and you just buy a leaf lettuce. You can do a romaine leaf lettuce. You can, yes, if you want, if iceberg is the only way you go, and now it doesn't have a ton of nutrients, it's mainly water, then that's fine. Go with that. It's much better still than eating all the other stuff that's in the taco shells themselves. Now, the best one of them all is if you are wanting a quick snack, you have no time in the world, you're like, oh my gosh, if I can just, I'm dying of hunger, grab a hard-boiled egg. If you're traveling, believe it or not, a lot of your convenience stores, you stop in, even your famous coffee stores, I'll get it out here in a minute, sorry, they have hard-boiled eggs already done. So look for them. Don't make an excuse. That is the best overall quick snack you can buy. And if you want more of a crunch, then add some almonds to it and maybe some slices of apple. There you go. A well-rounded snack for you. And that's all you need. Be creative when you're coming up with these easy food swaps for healthy living. Think about what you love and say, gosh, how can I do that differently? One thing I love to do is I use cucumbers. And I use cucumbers as my cracker. I love crackers and cheese or, you know, sausage and, or, you know, those little sausage and cheese and crackers and all that stuff, especially around the holidays. You know, you want to leave it out and it's yummy. I don't need to eat all the crackers. I love the crunch part, but my body doesn't love the cracker part of it. So I just use cucumbers and I slice them a little thicker. I don't do thin, but I do a little bit thicker. So about an eighth of an inch or so. And depending, if you want a bigger crunch, then have it bigger. But then you can put in and on top of all that yummy goodness. And it doesn't taste exactly the same, but you get the crunch. And ultimately, that's what our mind is going for. Is we want that crunch because that's what the satisfaction of I'm actually eating something. I'm filling my body and oh, I think this is how I feel. So when you're looking at easy food swaps for healthy living, it's not just about the food itself. It's also about what the psychology of eating. And we're going to go deeper into that also. But I wanted us to start with this at first. There's so much information here. I have gone way over my time, but I really want to encourage you to be creative. You can make food fun. Just be willing to experiment and find the easy food swaps that work for you and your family. You know, bring in the kiddos. It's great. I can remember when mine were just little itty bitties and they were, you know, yay high. One would come up to my hip and one barely to my waist and the others would fall behind them. And I would have them all up and we would just try different things and, you know, we would make funny faces. Food should be fun. Don't make it a chore. Once when it becomes a chore, then that's when you're having an issue. And that's when you don't want to worry about anymore about healthy living. You've already failed because you're like, I can't do this anymore. I'm losing the battle. You're not going to lose the battle. You can have fun, easy food swaps and live healthy, but you got to experiment a little bit. So go out, be creative today. And you know what? Share them. Come over on our Facebook page. If you're not a part of our Facebook group, The Women of Impact, it's facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. Come in there, request to join. We'd love to have you. We can do food swaps in there. Let's share our recipes and what's going on. If you don't want to come in that group, hey, come to our Create Your Now Facebook page and you can share it there. You can always hit me up on Twitter also. Okay, what have I forgotten? I have just totally talked your ear off today. You know why? It's because I just think you're amazing and I want you to have a wonderful day. It has been truly a chaotic day. It's only Wednesday. I don't know what the Lord has in store for us, but I know it will be better than anything we could ever imagine. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.